Sup?
Hey, yo.
It's Megan.
and Brooks. Breakfast out of Brooks.
We're the sis.
Bro.
Show.
A comedy.
Yeah. That might be one of the times when we use the old one.
Yeah.
We're having some technical difficulties earlier.
Yeah. Now, if you're wondering why we're giggling and laughing, it's because it was on my end, technical difficulties.
It was. And
which I had found out a cat had stepped on my soundboard and switched my audio inputs. So, Megan could hear me the whole time.
I could.
And I couldn't hear her or me. And I had a voice changer on. I mean, I guess I can kind of show it.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not it.
There we go. So this is what Megan was hearing while I was trying to figure out what was going on with my audio. I was like, what the shit's going on? and I didn't know.
So
you sounded like, all right, so I should probably be, you know, PC a munchkin.
Yes, they prefer munchkin. So that's how we started off our morning.
Yeah. Oh, it is the morning. Usually when we record, it's the night.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. This is nice though. I got me a nice little cup of coffee.
I drink a whole bottle of water as soon as I wake up.
Oh, I did have before my coffee when I got home. I did have my ACV drink for you guys don't know, my apple cider vinegar. We do water, diluted in water, and a little bit of apple cider vinegar and a little bit of lemon. And then I chase it with some gummies because that shit is nasty. I'm not a big fan of vinegar.
Do you have to drink it like lukewarm or cold, or how do you prefer?
I drink warm.
Yeah.
I even drink my water warm. Like I prefer cold water, but because of the kidney stone stuff, I'm trying to stay away from cold beverages. Like, you know, room temperature stuff. Because, you know, I think cold's supposed to like constrict things, and I don't want to constrict things more than they are.
You want to open it up.
I want to open it up. I need to let that kidney stone let it ride. I honestly think with as long as it's been going on, like the research says that it could take anywhere between 2 to 4 weeks to pass a kidney stone.
Ooh.
And I've never had an issue where I've had like that long to pass a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Of course, I am now, you know, avoiding going to the doctor and stuff because of everything going on. But I also believe like maybe it's multiple kidney stones, because there's some times where I can like feel it like down in my like bladder area in the groinal region.
Ooh.
And then I start feeling it up in the kidney again. I was like, this has got to be like more than one.
Oh no. Yeah. They're twins.
Yeah.
So can you feel it? Like, can you actually feel the stone, or is it just pain?
It's mainly just pain. I mean, you can kind of feel like I say, when it goes south, you can kind of say like, oh, it's down there, but you don't really like feel like a pimple, because it also makes my side hurt. It makes my lower back hurt. Makes my groin hurt.
They say it's comparative to having a baby for a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I've had some babies where they talked to some women who's both had babies and bad kidney stones, and they say it's pretty comparable.
Ooh, really?
Yeah,
but did the women have an epidural? That's what I want to know.
That's true. I don't know. Dude, I need an epidural.
Yeah, like if you got an epidural right now, you'd be fine. You just
smooth sailing.
You wouldn't be able to move, but
yeah, I mean, I don't even want to move. I just want this thing out of me. So I keep telling my wife, I'm like, I just want it out of me.
You have any? That sounds like a pregnant woman.
Yeah. I also get these weird cravings too.
Man, it is pretty similar.
Maybe I'm having a baby. I don't know.
Maybe. Like a Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. In that movie Junior.
Yeah.
With Danny DeVito, a classic.
But he had to have a C-section. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with you.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a C-section right now.
Ugh.
And no. I told my wife, I was like, when we do that doctor video conference thing or whatever, so yeah. I can get my some medication. I told her, I was like, I can feel it in my ovaries, doc.
Oh, well, I'm having some problems in that area. So mine come and go, though. Does your pain come and go?
It does. It's probably the worst. Like it's spurts of pain. The worst probably is when I'm like active. Especially at work, you know, twisting, turning, and lifting stuff, and you know,
yeah,
like pretty heavy boxes and whatnot. And like I said, it feels like it knocks the wind out of me. And then I start feeling like, you know, the pain gets so bad, I start feeling nauseous and like cold. And then like because I feel cold, I feel more nauseous.
That's not cool.
No, it's not. It sucks. But as long as I can get them out of me, because I honestly think it was actually the day before I started work. I had really pushed it on that workout before to try and push a better time to get a mile run in on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with all my working out and losing weight, it's and you know eating better, drinking more water, drinking the ACV, which is corrosive anyway with lemon juice and stuff and everything. Supposed to help, you know, wear down kidney stones. I probably knocked some loose. Yeah.
Should have just stayed fat.
I should have just been fat and happy. Fat and pain-free.
Let this be a lesson to all you.
Yeah. Everyone listening, if you're thinking about getting up and working out and living a healthier life, don't do it.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's nothing but pain and misery.
Yep, Brooks knows.
Just order you some pizzas and live the good life.
You might die quicker, but at least you won't be in pain.
Pain free.
So, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I know I could probably sit here and talk about kidney stones the entire podcast, but I don't think everyone wants to hear kidney stone stories.
Well, whenever you messaged me, I woke up from a dream and I woke up I set my alarm for 7 and it was just going off. So I slept through it for like an hour.
Oh my God. I had some trouble with that this morning too. I at some point, I don't remember my alarm going off. I don't remember snoozing it, but I didn't snooze it. I just missed it. And I happened to wake up and rolled over, and it was like 2 minutes till I was supposed to leave for work.
Oh God.
And I said, I was the same thing. I was like, oh God. And I hopped out of bed, but luckily, like, because I have to wake up so early, I go ahead and I get the coffee maker ready. Like, it's already got the water, the coffee filter, of course, you know, I just hit the button and it goes. So I ran in there, started the coffee, ran back in the room. I lay out my clothes the night before. So I just, you know, throw those on real quick, jump in the bathroom, brush my teeth, throw on some deodorant and some cologne and stuff like that. And I made it. And also when I leave, I always make sure I leave a little bit, you know, so I can get there and I have to rush to get to the time clock and, you know, rush to get to my area.
Right.
So I still made it on time.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but I was rocking and rolling.
I hate that. I've done that where I've woke up and I had like 15 minutes to get ready for a video call. And I'm just like in the bathroom, putting my makeup on the best I can, trying to find a nice shirt because it really doesn't matter what kind of pants I got on.
You just got to get the top half right.
Yes. And then I always have an excuse in the back of my mind of what I'm going to, you know. So I get there like 2 minutes late. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I had to update my Zoom.
I've done that before. When I worked from home, I did U-Haul customer service for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had woken up late a couple times and just like sent a message over to my manager. I was like, hey, I'm having some internet problems. I'm going to be a little bit late. I'm like, hey, no problem. All right, worry. I'm just still laying in bed. So,
yeah, there are always some good excuses out there.
When you work from home, you got a little more leeway with excuses because they don't fucking know.
No. And, yeah. If storms came through the other night, then you can be like, my power's out. I mean, there's so many options.
So it was nice. Huh.
So I was talking, well, not really talking. I had a dream. Okay.
You're talking about your dream.
I was talking about my dream. And it was the weirdest dream. Well, no, all my dreams are super weird. So it was just one of those weird dreams.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that one.
I was listening to the radio, but then all of a sudden I was like transported to where I was watching them do the radio show. And they were talking to this woman whose child got taken away from her. And the reason why her child got taken away was because she was lazy. And they were like fussing at her for being lazy. Uh-huh. So I left the radio studio and I was walking, and there was this guy and this girl that were like living under a tree outside the girl's parents' house. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden I was the friend of the guy and the girl. Like, things change really rapidly in my dreams. I don't know if that's it for you, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things flip around pretty quick for me also.
Yeah. So I'm talking to the guy and the girl. She's like, yeah, my mom's bitch. She won't let us come live in the house. And it's like this huge mansion. Just because I got a boyfriend. And I'm like, well, how old are you? She's like, I'm 22. I'm like, well, you're old enough to have a boyfriend, I would think. You know?
Yeah, that's of age.
Yeah. So I go home. Apparently, it's the next day. I go back, and the girl is missing. And so I go up to the mansion, and the mom was like, oh, she does this all the time. She just runs away to try to get attention. Nobody cares. And the boyfriend's like real upset because, you know, his girlfriend just went missing. They were just trying to live under a tree, and all of a sudden she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
So we go looking.
I mean, they had a good thing going under that tree.
Yeah. We go looking for the girlfriend, and I run into the girl that was in the radio station that was lazy, got her kid taken away. I'm like, have you seen the girl that was living under this tree? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, they took her away. Like, they took my baby away. And I'm like, oh, God. DSS came and got her. Because she was living under a tree.
Damn it.
Her mama wouldn't let her live in the house. And I was like, man, she's 22. I didn't know the department of social services cared. Like, the child protective services cared.
Well,
after you turned 18.
Everybody is somebody's child, so I guess they have a hand in it.
So like, me and her boyfriend are preparing to go to court to get her back. And I woke up. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he got her back or not.
Oh, no.
It's like my dreams are so weird, and the radio station was a couple from Charlotte that I used to listen to all the time. It was Fred and what's the girl's name? I can't remember the girl's name. She had liposuction. I remember that because she talked about it on the radio show. But yeah, I was like, oh man, I miss listening to them, like in my dream. Yeah, it's the weirdest thing.
You ever have one of those dreams where you realize that's a dream?
Oh, yeah. And then you start controlling everything.
Yeah, I've only had one that I can actually recall where I was like, wait a minute, this is a dream. Mm-hmm. And it was a long time ago. And then it was involved me and our younger sister, Jessie. We had been captured by, do you remember what the bad guys looked like on the Power Rangers show? They're like putty men or something like that. They were like white and had like gray faces and stuff. And
oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah. So we got captured by them. We got tied up. And I suddenly realized it was a dream. And so I used like a Pepsi can, like with my mind, to make a knife and cut me free. And then I just started like jump. I just like went all Superman on him. I jumped straight in the air and started like beating the shit out of him and shooting him with like lasers out my eyes. And I was like, this is a dream. I can do whatever I want. I start flying around and just. That was like literally the only dream I remember that I actually called it. Was like, hey, this is a dream. I'm going to whoop some ass, you know?
I have those often. And it's only because I've like taught myself how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, the more you do it, the scarier it gets when you wake up.
Huh.
Because, all right. So when I do it, so a lot of times if I know it's a dream and it just started, I'll wake right up. It's like my body tells me, oh, you know, it's a dream. Get up. But there's certain things you can
like
do.
Like it's been found out. Like, oh, damn it, you got us.
Yeah. Wake her up. Exactly. No, there's things that you can do to keep yourself in the dream. So if you think it's a dream but you're not sure, like look at a clock. Because if you just look for a clock, you'll find one. Look at a clock, look away, look back at it, and it's not going to make no sense whatsoever. Huh. If it's a digital clock, it'll say like words and stuff. If it's a regular clock, the numbers will be all mixed up. So once you do that, start tapping your foot and it'll keep you in the dream. Like, yeah, just keep tapping your foot and you'll stay in the dream. You won't wake up. And then once you feel comfortable, like you're not going to wake up, then you start controlling stuff. And so I do that a lot. But what has happened is I'll wake up paralyzed, like the sleep. And it's so scary when you wake up and you feel like you can't move and you're not controlling your own breath. It's like you're still asleep, but your mind is woke up. Like your body's still asleep, but your mind isn't.
Huh.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes like 5 minutes for it to like my body to start letting me move it around. And that's like the scariest 5 minutes. I hate that. Huh. I have to keep telling myself because I'm claustrophobic. So it's almost like being constricted and I can't move my body because it's, you know, like tied up or something.
Yeah.
So just be careful because the more you do it, the more often that'll happen.
Mm. Well, with a lot of my dreams though, like, I don't know if I'll be able to do that. That was like probably the one time I actually was able to control my dream and realize it was a dream. And if I have had moments like that, then I don't remember them. But most of my dreams are very vivid and very believable. Like, you know, I don't question things in my dream. And then when I wake up, I'm just like, what the fuck? Why would I not question that?
Right.
There was one time where, have you ever done the thing where you wake up, but you're still in another dream?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I've also had it to where I knew I was like in a nightmare and I couldn't wake up. Like I kept trying to wake myself up.
Mm. Yeah. I have one. You know, my good buddy, Ryan.
Oh yeah.
And he would come over all the time when we were in high school. You know, he pretty much lived at our house.
Yeah. He was there all the time.
So I was having a dream where I was sitting in my room and I was playing video games. So it was very believable. And he comes walking in and he sits down. He's like, "Hey man, what's going on?" I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And he hands me this hamburger and I was like, "Oh, word, thanks." And I took a bite of it. I was like, "Hey, that's good." And I was like, "Wait a minute. Where'd you get this hamburger?" And all of a sudden I woke up. I was like, "Whoa, that was weird." And then Ryan comes walking in. I was like, "Hey dude, I just had a dream about you." He's like, "Oh, that is weird." And this girl came in behind him. I was like, "Hey, who's that?" He goes, "Oh, that's my sister." I said, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Wait a minute.
You don't got no sister."
"You don't have no sister." And I woke up again. And I was like, "What the fuck?" So every time I questioned something in the dream, I would wake up. It's like it would reset and put me in another dream.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It happened like that. Yeah, there was like two more incidents where I woke up, questioned something, and then I finally woke up. And I was just like, all right, I was like tired of it. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, am I really awake or is something going to happen?
Man, that's creepy. You keep waking up. Like I've had that happen before. I have had a dream that in the dream felt like it was like a year.
Oh yeah. Where you feel like a lot of time has passed.
Yeah. And then I swear it felt like it was a year in the dream. But then I wake up and of course it was just the night.
Have you ever dreamed something where you did something bad and you felt like super regretful for it? And then you felt bad even when you woke up, you're like, "Oh man, why would I dream something like that?"
Oh yeah. I've had dreams where Kevin did something bad. And I was mad at him when I woke up.
Oh yeah. We do that. Me and my wife too. She'll get mad at Dream Brooks. I was like, I have no control over Dream Brooks.
Yeah, I was like, what did I do? I'm like, you know what you did.
You know what you did in my dreams.
I have like gotten so mad at him that I'm just kick him and then pretend like I'm asleep. Like I kicked him in my sleep.
Throwing a couple fake snores.
Yeah.
That's good.
But sometimes I'll look up what my dream means because it's just so weird, you know? Mm. And a lot of dreams have meaning, like they mean something else that your subconscious mind translate into a dream.
Yeah.
I really believe that too, because a lot of times when I look it up, it's exactly what's happening in my life at the time, you know? And then I dream about people that have, you know, passed away and they'll come to me in my dreams and tell me to tell people stuff.
Oh yeah, I think we talked about that during the paranormal part.
Yeah,
podcast, the paranormal podcast.
And it happens at least on a weekly basis, if not more often. But most of the time, like 90% of the time, I do not know who the person is or who they're trying to tell me to tell. Yeah. It's like the spirit world. This is what I think. The spirit world like talks to each other and like, hey, that girl, she can see us. So you can go tell her something. And they're like, oh yeah, let me go tell
kinda
her.
Kind of like something. The sixth sense, only when you're sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like I'm in that subconscious mind that's able to take in the spirit world, I guess.
Hmm. See, mine's more cinematic. It's almost like I'm a lot of times I'm watching a movie. Like there's dramatic camera shots, close-ups, lots of panning. It's legit like I'm watching a movie.
Oh wow.
And a lot of times it's me, but then I also have some dreams where I'm not even in it and I'm watching a movie with other people in it. So my dreams are very cinematic, and I get a lot of ideas from my stories and stuff from my dreams.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think,
did we talk about the one where I was having that? I had a three-part reoccurring dream.
Maybe.
I literally had a trilogy dream.
Yeah, I think we did, but you can refresh us.
I'll touch back on it real quick. It was a dream where me and my buddies went camping, and there was a bunch of like crazy people living out in the woods. There was a big burnt up guy with bandages all over him with a chainsaw. He was like wearing overalls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this guy wearing like a welder mask and then one of those like thick lead aprons, but he had like faded paint that made him like look like he had painted on like a clown outfit and a clown face on his mask. And I had a couple dreams where like these guys were chasing me. They killed off my friends. They were beating the shit out of me. And in the final dream, the third dream, I was running through the woods and came out to a clearing. And there was a desk with a chair behind it. And it was turned around. So whoever was sitting in, I couldn't see them. And just down the middle of nowhere, in the middle of this clearing, in the middle of the woods. And I was like, who are you? And he was like, I'm the one who's been sending these guys after you. And I was like, what? And he turned around, and it was David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this?
Yeah, I do.
And that's what I said. I said, David Hasselhoff. And I started laughing because it was funny. I was like, what's David Hasselhoff doing out here? Why is he sending these guys after me? Yeah. And he got mad when I started laughing at him. So he stood up and he like jumped straight up in the air and landed in front of me. Like just like fucking like leaped like really high in the air and landed right in front of me. And I was like taken back. I was like, oh. And he punched me square in the chest and I went flying back and hit a tree. And it hurt really bad. And then the other two guys showed up and they went to like cut me down. And all of a sudden these three lights, it was like a red, green and yellow light come rushing out of the woods and go inside of me, like, go through my body and into me. And as the guy's about to hit me with a chainsaw, the other guy's about to hit me with like a hatchet looking thing. I like these lights hit me and then I dodge, like I jump in the air and spin in between them. And they miss me, and I land. And David Hasselhoff is not happy, so he jumps back over, and they're all three trying to hit me. And I'm doing like kung fu, and I'm blocking attacks. And then I start like kicking, like I kick one dude away, and then punch the other guy away, and then kick David Hasselhoff square in the chest, kick him back. And I was like, "What's going on? What happened? How am I able to do this?" And this golden retriever comes walking out of the woods next to me, and I was like, "Did you do this?" And he sits down and goes, "Yes, I did."
Oh my God.
And I looked at him, I said, train me. And he said, very well. And it ended with me and the dog, the golden retriever, sitting on a branch and this tree out in the middle of a field, looking up at the stars in the night sky. And it panned. It did a legit pan where it was like on us and panned up to the sky. And then I woke up and it was like the end. And I was like, what the fuck?
you gotta write this.
Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure David Hasselhoff would agree with to do the movie.
I mean, that's a huge twist to the end of a horror movie. You would never expect David Hasselhoff playing himself to be responsible for it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hmm. And, yeah, I just think this needs to be a dream movie. A movie dream.
Movie dream. That's actually the title of it.
I've had dreams that I thought could be movies, but many of them I've forgotten. I should have wrote down. I do write down some of my dreams. I need to start writing down all of the, when the people that have passed away comes to me. Mm-hmm. And I think what I was thinking is on our paranormal podcast, what we can do is we could have a segment where I just talk about the people that passed away and the messages they wanted me to send. Because you never know, maybe somebody listening, that will be a message for them.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You can always do like what's his face that did the talking to the dead people? What's that? John Edwards?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it John Edwards?
It's John Edward without the S, because John Edwards is the politician guy from North Carolina.
Oh, gotcha.
That she doing Edward. His wife.
So that you can just be talking about like, you know, I'm getting an S. And then our listeners will be like, oh, that's me. They're talking about Sam.
And the number three.
The number true. Three?
Could be the... Three. Could be the third of a month, could be the month of March, could be the third season in the year.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. Three siblings. Could be
God.
Cats, I don't know.
That's just, I can't. My dreams are more specific than that. It's like, yeah. Hey, tell Piggy.
Was it Hank? Did Hank come to you? Tell Piggy.
Bobby needs to be straightened up.
Make sure Bobby takes care of that yard.
You do a good Hank.
Thank you. I practice every morning in the mirror.
It's like your munchkin giggle.
Just like my munchkin giggle, yes.
You know,
I practice a lot of things in the mirror, a lot of stuff in the mirror in the mornings. I didn't have time this morning because I was running late, but I'll make sure to get that in later.
Henry does a pretty good Hank Hill too.
Yeah.
His favorite thing to say is, if you weren't my son, I'd hug you.
That's a good quote.
Yeah. So yeah, the paranormal though, I'm excited for that. We still have a name. We're thinking Creaky.
Hashtag Creaky.
Yeah
Creepy Freaky.
Mm-hmm. That maybe that should be like our subtitle. When yeah. Creaky meets when Creepy meets Freaky.
When Creaky meets Bleepy.
You're getting blood creaky.
Blood creaky.
We could just keep adding words in.
Yeah, it'll just be a mashup of like a bunch of different words. Our podcast title will make no sense.
No. Mm-mm.
Blood creaky, Ziggy.
Yeah. Come listen.
Yep. Come check out our podcast. Blood Creaky Ziggy Shambalam.
And then we have to tell them all the words put together what they are.
That'd be the entire like subtitle of the thing. It'll be like a whole paragraph of all the words we like mesh together to make the title.
And then we have to explain it every episode.
Yeah, we have to run through it real quickly. Like, if you're wondering about our weird long title, these are all the words that we mashed up to make that title.
On that note, let's take a break and have a word from our sponsor.
Oh, that sounds good. We'll be right back.
We're back.
That was a great word from our sponsor.
Yeah, we do a very good job. I think if there are any sponsors out there that want us to do a commercial, that right there should show you that we mean business.
Yeah, that we're on point. Like, we're super professional.
We really are. We speak from the heart.
We really do. I mean, if you guys didn't know, our podcast, our total, like, entire podcast in its entirety is unscripted.
It's very much unscripted.
I'm sure some jaws are dropping right now. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, they come up with this shit off the top of their head and just go with it? No way. Mm-hmm. It's true.
And very true. We ended up talking about dreams today. Had no idea that's what we were going to talk about.
Yeah, no idea.
It just comes to us. That's where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. It's all improvised.
Mm-hmm. I think we do a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think.
We got fans. I don't know if you saw one of my fans tagged me.
Yeah.
In a Facebook post, yeah. They tagged Kevin too. I don't think they're friends with you. It's actually one of Kevin's friends that I've only met like once. And he said for Kevin to fix the the smoke alarm. He had already fixed it, but I guess he hadn't heard the episodes where it had been fixed.
Oh, okay.
And Kevin posted a meme that said that that was what's his name from The Office, and it said mind your business. What is his name?
Stanley.
Yeah. And then I comment under it said, "Hey, don't you be mean to my fans."
That's good. It's good to have a fan.
So shout out to CJ.
Old CJ, good old CJ.
Yeah. He's a ginger, but we don't discriminate on this podcast.
No, we don't.
Come one, come all. Yeah.
We don't care if you're ginger.
No. We can't see you.
I'm kind of ginger.
Yeah, you are. He's ginger bearded.
I got, even on my Twitch stream, I got called a ginger Santa Claus.
You know, I wonder how rare it is to have your hair, your mustache, and your beard all three be different colors.
It is, it's different.
Yeah.
It's quite odd. I mean, I do miss my long hair. Because that's back then when I got called the ginger Santa Claus, I had the big beard and I had the long hair.
Mm-hmm. You did. And I was looking at pictures of Javen's wedding. And your pictures that Linda took. Yeah.
It was. I was like on the couch.
Yeah. I was like, she took a picture of me and Kevin sitting on the couch. And I was like, oh, you got to get Bubba over here and let him pose like Rose on Titanic.
I did. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, I'm pretty sure I did the Titanic pose. Like, yeah. Tell me, like one of your French girls. Yeah.
It was majestic looking, the hair.
It was. Mm-hmm. I used to refer to my hair and my beard as a lion's mane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like. It was big and flowing.
I remember back in our Sons of Anarchy watching days, you got me to cut your hair like Jax.
Mm-hmm. That was actually right before I grew it out. Like, it had some length on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I want my dude like Jax, and then I end up looking like Opie.
Yeah. Well,
my hair grow out.
Yeah. You are more of, because Jax is tall, but he's not as tall as Opie. Mm-hmm. I just see you being more of an Opie.
Yeah, I would get that a lot. Everyone, because back then I was installing cable, and so I would get a lot of people would just stop and ask me, like, "Hey, you ever watch Sons of Anarchy?" And of course I did, but I played it off like I didn't know. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I think I caught a couple episodes of it." Why? And I'm like, "Man, you look just like Opie from Sons of Anarchy." And I was like, "Oh, cool." I was like, "Which one's he?" And I knew which one he was. I was like, "Yeah, I love him. He's great."
I like Opie too, and I always thought Opie was cute, but then when people started telling you you look like Opie, and I was like, oh damn. No, I don't think Opie's cute no more.
I also got Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer, yeah, you kind of got a Kiefer vibe.
And I never saw it, but then there's like one from some movie. It was the guy actually at work. It was someone, I think it was when you did my hair like Jax and we took a picture of me. One of your friends commented and said I look like Kiefer Sutherland, and then when a guy at work said I look like Kiefer Sutherland from some movie, and I was like, I need to find that movie.
What movie?
I can't remember. I can't remember what he said.
What's your favorite Kiefer Sutherland movie?
Oh, my favorite Kiefer Sutherland movie. There's one, I can't remember the title of it, but I did enjoy. It was him, and I want to say Sandra Bullock.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
What's the name of that one?
It's called, hold on. It'll come to me, but, she goes missing.
Yeah. She goes missing at the gas station.
Yeah. Oh, The Vanishing. Cause it's got, I want to say Jeff Bridges is the kidnapper.
Huh.
Isn't Jeff Bridges the kidnapper?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen that, but I remember when I watched it, I was like, this is pretty good.
Yeah. It's called The Vanishing. Let me look it up. Jeff Bridges. Yep. He is the kidnapper.
Word. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I mean, I also want to say too that I did like his performance in, I don't know if you know this, but he was the character of Big Boss in Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does some voices for different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, they also use his face too. So it was kind of weird seeing him as Big Boss, and then also his voice and everything kind of mashed up with it.
That is weird.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. He did a really good job. Everyone was kind of, even including me, was kind of hating on it because David Hayter has always been Snake since like Metal Gear Solid in like PlayStation days. That was like 2000, 2001. And then they got Kiefer Sutherland. And then I started saying, like, maybe they're kind of setting it up to where, you know, Kiefer Sutherland's going to be big boss and David Hayter's going to come back and be Snake, you know, his son.
Yeah.
But then Hideo Kojima ended up leaving Konami, and so the Metal Gear, like, whole, like, series is kind of dead now.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was my favorite series.
Henry's gotten into it. He's been playing all of those games.
All the Metal Gear games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's whenever he gets his allowance, that's what he gets, or the Metal Gear. Anything that's available that he can get online.
Huh.
Yeah, because he's got a PlayStation, so.
Nice. So
that's what he got some kind of pack that had like three games in it, I think.
Oh, like the HD collection.
Yeah, or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I have that one also. So it has Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, and Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
I like the Snake Eater, the song.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Every time I play the game, I have to always listen to the intro.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good one. I remember playing the demo way back.
Yep, the original Metal Gear Solid demo that came with our PlayStation. It was actually still in Japanese. Like, it wasn't even the English version.
That's why Japanese.
Me and Jesse learned how to say, what was that noise in Japanese because of that game? Aichibu Wabo. What was that noise?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you play in Japanese whenever you buy the game, or is it just in English?
I'm pretty sure you can switch it over to the Japanese voiceover stuff, like when you choose your language. I don't know if it's just for the text, but I've always, of course, chose English, but I think you can switch over to Japanese. But I do love that. Like, that's like my favorite video game series of all time. But I'm big on stealthy gameplay. Like, I've been playing a lot of Ghost Recon Breakpoint here lately.
Oh, those are fun games.
Yeah, those are like, because it's from the same people who make Splinter Cell, which is Splinter Cell and Metal Gear Solid have always been kind of like head to head in like the stealth genre games. And then with Ghost Recon Breakpoint, it's like an open world Splinter Cell game where you can fly choppers and drive vehicles, and I really dig it because you come up on bases and you get like missions and stuff, and you gotta like recon it out, like post up and, you know, size up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Send out little drones and fly around and just like look around and see what you're up against, you know, come up with like plans of attack. And I can legit like spin, like, I have to like speed up my gameplay when I'm streaming stealth games because I will legit take forever coming up with a plan and reconning before I move in and do something. And a lot of times it doesn't work out. Like, I'll make a plan, like, all right, I'm going to approach from the west side. I'm going to take out the sniper and then drop these two guys on patrol as they come by. And then I immediately get spotted and all hell breaks loose and I just massacre the whole base. But so a lot of times the plans don't go, you know, according to plan, but it's still fun to do that, especially when they do go according to plan.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to get more people to play it, because it's 4-player co-op. And I was even trying to hit up Jessie about it because she played Wildlands with me. And she was my sniper. She was my Overwatch.
Is it on the Xbox?
It is. It's on Xbox. And that's why I have it.
I might get it and play with you.
You totally should, because I am in desperate need of a good sniper Overwatch. A stealth gamer like me who likes to go in close and work close quarters is fantastic to have a sniper watching over you.
I'm good at spotting things like that. Yeah, and you know, I think it like goes over into my work life, because anytime they want anybody to see if there's mistakes on a website, they send it to me because of my eye for detail. But yeah,
I see. That's good, because I do not have that. I do not have an eye for detail. Well, I just have bad eyes in general.
Yeah, damn these eyes.
Yeah. So I mean, that's why I like to with my stealth. Luckily, with my stealth gameplay, I like to play, you know, close quarters and really get in there.
Yeah, that's Kevin's thing. Whenever he plays, he doesn't like to be a sniper. He likes to be in the action.
Well, I'm also a terrible sniper. I think the only game I was actually good at sniping on was the original Gears of War, because I forced myself to get good with the sniper rifle. Halo 2, I was, once again, forced myself to get good with the sniper rifle. And then,
Well, Halo Reach, we used to play snipers because I wanted to play it.
Yeah. So yeah, Halo Reach. I don't think I was good in Halo Reach as I was in Halo 2, mm-hmm. but in Halo Reach, I was all right at sniping.
You would sneak over to the other side.
Yeah. But there was one. Oh yeah, Battlefield 3. Only because we played so much and you get like certain attachments. Like I got obsessed with getting all my attachments and unlocks for weapons. I forced myself to get good with the sniping again.
Yeah.
But well, like, I love sniping you hear on me, I'll run around. We'll play like Call of Duty. I'll run around and we'll do like gun game where you have to move up through the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the sniper rifles and I'm sitting there shooting at people and I'll be just cursing over the game chat. I'm like, I fucking hate sniper rifles. I'm not good with them.
I love them. But it's not good for every map. So I have to be like picky and choosy. Like I got to learn another kind of gun too, just in case I'm in more of a close quarters type of map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually playing Ghost Recon right now where they have a new option available where you have to, you can choose just one primary weapon instead of just two.
Mm-hmm.
So I only go in carrying one primary gun in my sidearm, my pistol. Makes it more harder. I also turn off, I play on the hardest difficulty. So I get spotted a lot easier and I get down a lot quicker if I get spotted. But I also turn off all of my heads up display. I don't have a radar. I don't have like the little indicators that let me know if I'm about to get spotted from like which direction. I turn all that stuff off and it makes the game look so great and makes it that much more difficult and much more fun. Especially when you're playing with someone, because then you have to really, there's no marking stuff on your HUD and letting people know, hey, look over here. There's like two guys over there. You have to actually like call out stuff like, hey, over by the tower on the west side, there's a group of like four on patrol. Watch out.
Oh,
that was really weird getting used to, but it made it so much fun.
See, that's what I like. I have to have a challenge. Like I play Don't Starve. I love that game. Those are the types of games I like whenever you have to like, you have freedom to set up what you want and you just have to survive. And I like games like the Keflinks too, where you can like control the people and make them do stuff. And those types of games. But on Don't Starve, it's hard. That's why I like it. Like it's always harder to outlive the amount of days I lived before.
Man.
So it's a challenge and I'll look and I saw that Hannah had lived like a whole lot of days and Henry was like, yeah, but she made it super easy. She made nighttime like the smallest amount of time possible. I'm like, I couldn't play like that. Like that's just too easy. Why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm playing because it is a challenge for me. If something's not challenging, then I won't play it.
Yeah, I think I tend to fall out of video games when they become easier, like Ark. I really want to get back and play Ark, but there's a certain point when you're playing Ark, and Ark is a survival game where you have to eat and make like clothes, armor, weapons, even like housing for shelters, or because depending on what region you're in, it could get super cold at night, and you'll need to be indoors next to a fire to not freeze to death.
I downloaded that. We really have to play that. We keep saying we're going to play different things like that and, you know, Sea of Thieves.
Yep.
We need to come up with the schedule.
Yes, we really do because Ark, Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves had a bunch of updates I haven't played yet. But especially with Ark, the first time I played it, me and the group people I was playing with, we built up our base so super legit and had like everything. Like, you know, you can tame dinosaurs and ride them. And use them for stuff. And so we had a bunch of tamed dinosaur mounts. We had this giant base. We had this efficient mining going on where people would take dinosaurs out to go mine, bring back like wood and stone. And then we'd dump it off and we made this community warehouse with all the storage and stuff in it. And it was like a drive-through. People would come in with their dinosaurs, unload all the goods, and then just take it around and right back out.
Cool.
It was very efficient, but after it got to that point, there was no more challenge. There was no more dinosaurs that presented a challenge. Like we'd get hit by an alpha T-Rex and we'd drop them in no time.
Oh yeah.
Whereas before, if you saw an alpha T-Rex, like you were fucked. You're like, oh shit, we're done. Everyone run.
Well, if I play with you, can we start from the beginning, or does it you have to stay in your neighborhood or whatever?
No, there's no beginning. There's no real like storyline. There's stuff you can do, but there's no like real storyline. You just get dropped into the world and it's like, all right, now go.
So you're in that whatever you would call it, community, right? Mm-hmm. So if I came in, could you leave that community and me and you go make our own? Would that be more challenging? And
well, yeah. Well, I mean, we'd probably end up starting our own game and making our own tribe. So it would legit just be me and you.
Gotcha.
We have, you have options. You can either play by yourself with, like, say, just me and you, or we can join a open world one where there's other people and other tribes. Ooh. And they can, the people can legit kill you and take your things.
Like in Sea of Thieves. Nice.
Like in Sea of Thieves. I even... Well, a lot of times too, I used to just mess around and make like jump in a, like a server and make primitive gear. And I would just go around and mess with people. And I was on the beach one time and these like this four people rolled up on like one of their rafts. Like you can build up like little boats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they rolled up and landed on shore and started jumping off and collecting supplies. You know, they would get fiber from like all the bushes and stuff like that and berries, chopping down trees for wood and stuff like that. And I'm just hiding there. And all I have was a wooden club, which knocks people out. So you don't, your character doesn't die, but you can knock people out and capture them.
Oh, nice.
And I had these bolas, which are like stones with like tied together with rope, and you can throw them to tie their legs up so they can't move. And so I would just straight up hide in the woods and then bola one, run out, knock him out with the club, open his inventory, take all his stuff on him, and then run back in the woods. And I kept doing that to them until they finally spotted me and they started chasing me and throwing spears and shit at me. And I ran by a triceratops and I hit the triceratops to piss it off. And when it turned and started attacking, they thought it was attacking them. So they started fighting it. And I just ran off while they were getting massacred by the dinosaur.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, I like that. That's the kind of stuff I would want to play because, mm-hmm. you know, I like some, what was that game I played like all the time?
Apoxy,
yes. Mm-hmm. I want another game like that, but like I told you, I looked up DayZ. Yeah, I looked at
Apoxy
up.
Was the poor man's version of it because it hadn't come to consoles yet.
Right,
only on PC.
It was $1 too, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading the reviews and it was super, people were saying it's super buggy. They were like glitching off of ladders and dying and losing all of their stuff that they had like built up. And I'm like, no, that would piss me off. So I'm going to wait until, you know, because it's like a $60 game. So
yeah,
I'm going to wait until they fix all that crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't blame you for that one. Cause that would be frustrating. I remember when we used to play Apoc Z all the time. Like we used to call each other up like, hey, jump on Apoc Z. I got a group of people over here. They barricaded themselves in with cars.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'd love that. And we'd find places to hide in the woods. I remember finding places to hide in the woods and taking people off that came to the airplane.
Mm. Yep, those were good times. That's another game we need to play again too is PUBG.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we had fun on PUBG.
We did, and they've had some updates to it.
Well, it's been a minute since I played some PUBG.
I know they had a zombie mode. I don't know if they still have it or not.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'm still waiting on Red Dead Redemption 2 to come out with their zombie DLC.
Are they going to?
They have to. The first one for the original Red Dead Redemption was so popular.
It was, and we need like open world zombies.
Yes, because before they had the single player, the open world, like zombies, but it wasn't multiplayer. And then the only multiplayer version they had was just the horde mode where they did cut you off. It wasn't open world and they put you in those little spots and you just had to fight waves of zombies with each other.
Yeah.
So I agree with the whole open world multiplayer and zombies. Like I want to ride around and survive the zombie apocalypse with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so much fun. Because it and they like really made you like fight and limit your ammo. Like you didn't come across ammo as like as well as you did in just a regular game.
Yeah.
So there would be moments where you run out of ammunition for something and you'd like have to just take off running and there was like zombies everywhere. You could like lasso a zombie and drag him behind your horse.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun.
Me and you and Jesse used to play a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We used to go into those public games. And one of our favorite things to do was to sit on that hill outside of Armadillo.
Yes.
And people would roll up and see us three just sitting on the hill next to the road on our horses. And they would stop and look at us, and we would count down, and we'd go 1, 2, 3, and then we all like rear our horses back, and then take off down the hill towards them, and they would turn and take off running away from us.
Oh, and then our second favorite thing to do was to lead people.
Yes.
To Cougar Country.
The old Cougar Country. I still remember the first time we did that. And for those who don't know, with Red Deer Redemption 1, there was an area you can go to that was like a cougar hunting area, so it spawned cougars like crazy. And I think me and you had a wagon, and we were just out picking flowers for challenges.
Yep.
And we were, and I stopped and looked, and there was like a group of people going down the road away from us. I was like, oh, wait, hang on. And then they stopped, and they started like riding towards us. I was like, oh shit. And I was like, come on, get on the wagon. And he was like, what are we doing? Like, we're going to Cougar Country. I was like, I told you, so we were like riding up. I was like, as soon as we get to this house, jump off and run inside. And we did. We got to, I like crashed the wagon into the house. We jumped off, ran inside real quick. And then when we got in there, we got to the windows. I was like, just aim for their horses. And so we started shooting their horses. And these fucking mountain lions come running out and would just swap them down when they would fall to the ground and get back up.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was the perfect defense.
Oh man, I miss those days. Yeah. And there was another thing that we would do where you would like glitch into the wagon because you're not supposed to be able to get in there.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like in the original one, you couldn't get in the back of the wagon. It was only one person up front and one person in the passenger seat. And we're like, that's dumb. Look at all that space back there. Yeah. So we would have where we'd pull the wagon next to like our big rock that someone could climb on and then drop down into it. And I think as long as they stayed like crouched down, they could stay in the back of the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'd do. Is we'd, someone would be driving, the passenger would be shooting, and then someone in the back of the wagon would be shooting also.
Yep.
Yeah, so we made our own little convoy.
And now you can.
Get in the back of the wagon. Yeah, now they have wagons in the second one that you can actually get in the back of.
They listen to us.
Or even hang on to.
But it was kind of cool to be able to do that when you weren't supposed to do it. Yeah. And people weren't expecting it.
Yeah, no one was expecting them. When they start chasing someone in the wagon, they weren't expecting someone to be back there shooting backwards at them.
It was great.
Yeah, those were good times.
Yeah. I miss those days. I miss the days of just, you know, knowing that night everybody was going to be on and we were going to play something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we would end the night with some poker.
Oh, some poker. I was always a thing. We'd play some high intensity, like shooting game or something like that. And then we're finally ready to kind of just chill out. It's like, hey, let's go play some poker.
Yep. And now I play poker online, but it's for real money and with nobody I know.
So not as fun. Still fun, but not.
Yeah.
As fun.
Every now and then I'll get in a room that with somebody I had played before, but not a lot of people use the chat feature, you know? And if they do, it's to talk shit.
Mm.
That's what I use it for. And so if you get somebody that'll talk shit with you, that makes it a little bit more fun.
Well.
Yeah. As long as they don't get offended. Mm. So yeah. Well, we come close to the end. Anything else? Any closing remarks?
Closing remarks. Yes, kidney stones suck.
Mm.
Stay fat and happy. and pain-free. I think that's about it for me. You got you. Do you have any closing remarks?
Yeah, I want people to leave us some voice message and tell us some stuff. We want to know about our paranormal podcast, what you think we should name it. Should we go with Creaky?
Yeah, do you like hashtag Creaky?
Yeah. I'm liking it. It's you know.
It grows on you.
It does. It really does.
Uh-huh. Also, what video games are you guys playing? What are you guys into? What's your gaming style?
Yeah. Are you a laid back gamer? Do you like the high intensity stuff? Do you like the puzzle-y games? I like a good puzzle game every now and then.
Yeah, I like a good horror game every once in a while.
Oh, man. You know, I downloaded that game that y'all play a lot in Dead by Daylight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never played it.
No.
No. We need to play that too.
Yeah, that's a good one. My wife actually, like that's our favorite game.
We need to have a gaming schedule where we all play some stuff and get Jesse in on it too, if mm-hmm. she'll play.
Yeah. I'm trying to get her to play some Ghost Recon. Her and her husband are big into Fallout 76 right now.
Oh. Man, we tried to get her to play Sea of Thieves. That didn't work out.
She legit gets seasick from playing it. But you overcame. You used to get seasick, and you overcame it.
I did. Like, I got seasick the first few times I tried to play, and I just had to cut it off. But it feels like something's different with it. Hmm. And I don't get seasick anymore.
Maybe they took the seasickness out of it.
Or maybe they made it to where when you're on the boat and you're, like, moving, it's not as bad as it was before. Because that's the issue with me. It's when I'm trying to focus on something and then everything is, like, moving around. So I can't, if I'm in a car, I can't read while I'm, like, a passenger. Not while I'm driving, too, but I don't try as much when I'm driving.
When I'm driving, I can't read. It's the weirdest thing. But I think did I tell you about that though?
What?
Where it was, I was working for Surface Master. And I was doing the wire damages and fire damages, and I was riding with the guy I was working with, and someone was like swerving in front of us. I was like, man, I gotta get around this fucking dude. And I passed him. I went left lane and passed him, and my passenger looked out the window and was like, "Dude, Brooks." I was like, "What?" He's like, "That guy was legit reading a book." And I was like, "Holy shit, it must be a good book." That became like an inside joke when we saw someone driving all stupid and swerving. We'd be like, "Huh, must be a good book."
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It reminds me of a comedian that said he got pulled over one time and he had a book in the passenger seat. And the officer said, "Oh, you got a book over there. Have you been thinking?" And he says, "Yes, officer, but I'm not sunk."
That's good.
I can't remember who the comedian was or anything else he said, but I remember that part. Well, those were our closing remarks.
Yeah. Very long-winded. Probably because they're just more talking, really.
Yeah, but still.
But closing, there's closing talking.
Yeah. So tune in next time. Leave us a message. Soon we'll have our paranormal podcast up, hopefully, maybe. So
hashtag creaky.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with creaky. But hey, let us know your opinion.
Yeah, someone else might have a better idea when we look at it. I'm like, wow, that's a really good idea for a title.
Yeah, and we might use it and, you know, give you a shout out.
Yeah.
So yeah, let us know.
And then you can get a full-time job just titling podcasts.
Yeah, there we go. So we'll see y'all next time. Stay fat and happy.
Yeah, stay fat and happy. We'll be right back.